This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, October 18th. Well, fairly quiet day in the cattle space yesterday. Live cattle trading an inside day on the back months, front month October, not quite an inside day, but fairly quiet there as well. Feeder cattle also an inside day, but getting a little bit more of a bid after some pressure on Monday. The market's catching here, finding some buying. It is a bit of a red flag that the bear spreads were working in feeder cattle on this higher day. So we want to see that turn around, at least with the November contract versus the deferreds. October is going to expire here fairly soon, so we're not too worried about the October, but we want to see the bull spreads working to confirm that we've got a little bit more momentum going to the upside. In the cash trade, fairly quiet so far this week. We don't see really anything developing on the Fed or the Dress trade. Box beef values were higher yesterday. Choice was up 47 cents. We're sitting at 305. Select up 143 at 279. The spread lost 96 cents. We're sitting at 26.51. Movement was a pretty strong 153 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 127,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 251,000. That was down 2,000 from a week ago, but up 1,000 over a year ago. So that's kind of surprising. We've been trailing last year almost the entire calendar year. And this week, we've just been kind of creeping above a year ago. Last week, too, there were a couple days we were above a year ago. So, clearly we're seeing kind of a wave of cattle coming into the slaughter mix. And some of that is cows, of course, cows and bulls, but most of that is going to be feedlot supplies. So at least in the short term, we're not looking at too tight of supplies coming out of the feedlots. The feeder cattle index was down 143. We're sitting at 246.83. The daily report was at 244.57. So that's down a couple dollars from the average. So the last few days, those daily numbers have been below the average, so we would expect that average to continue working its way lower just because of the seven-day average. Those are the numbers that are going to be in the mix. So moving forward, I still think that we've got, good demand under this market. I do think we're going to turn this corner and start to push higher into early November. I think there's going to be a good solid demand base from producers once we get more of this corn harvest behind us. And with the rains coming into the plains, that should set up the winter wheat pastures fairly well. So there's still plenty of underlying demand, especially for the lighter weight calves, which will help support the feeder cattle market itself. So that time window is starting to narrow up a little bit. We're looking at 2-3 weeks before we're looking at that seasonal high, but maybe all we'll get is just a test of that major high that was put in here a month or so ago in feeders. But either way, I think demand for beef is solid. I think as you head into the holiday season, it's going to be strong, and that should help support the live cattle market as well. Obviously, there is some geopolitical risk to this market. The uptick in violence around the world is definitely a concern. Could be a drag on U.S. stock markets, which tends to be a harbinger of things to come for the cattle markets. But with the job rates continuing to increase and, more people working, that does shore up demand, not only for your food in general, but your higher price foods, and certainly beef is included in that. So I think that's certainly a positive for this market. So I think moving forward, I look for the live cattle market to work its way higher into early December. That should help support the feeder cattle market, at least over these next few weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call the 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.